The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, the blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please hold your seat.
This gospel is related to the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was sent to tell the Israel people in exile, telling them, although you sinned, but God still remembers you. You're welcome back to the Holy Name. So they return home with the blind and the sick. Today, Jesus in Jerusalem, I mean the Holy Name, calling this blind man, your faith has saved you. He can see it now. What's the difference? The Old Testament means the people sinned and they became blind. But Jesus come on earth and then you can see. This blindness, it doesn't mean physical blindness. It's the blindness of heart. But there's no love, there's no sight. Even one person you don't want to forgive, you are halfly blind. We are all called to blindness, means follow the footpath of Jesus, forgiving, loving all the time, no exception. You have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. You see? No exception. You might say, "Oh, only one friend I don't want to forgive, only one thing I want to keep on for myself." That's not the way of following Jesus. When Jesus come and follow me, that means wholeheartedly, not half-hearted. Jesus is really calling us. It's one of us. We may say, "I can see very well," but you don't live very well. When you do not live very well, means you don't see with the eye of God. So Jesus come on earth to give us new sight, new insights. Jesus is really present in us. He wants us to live up his life in us. What Paul is telling us all the time, "Today I live, not I live, but Jesus lives in me." So we have the opportunity to receive the Holy Communion. Jesus' life becomes your life. Today, after communion, you are no more yourself, but the life of Jesus is in you. It will change your life that you like the the blind man, "Jesus, I want to see." And Jesus will give you sight. To see with the heart, with love. So today in the Mass, we have a special way we pray for one another. Although I've been priest for 40 odd years, but still a lot of things I have to change. This is expecting from me and from you too. You may say, "I'm quite perfect." Not enough. You have to be as perfect as God the Father is perfect. Jesus asks, "You love one another as I have loved you." The way Jesus loves us, unconditionally. We condition many things ourselves, with our parents, with our friends, with the husband and wife. Many times you condition by others. But Jesus expects us, you have to be free. Even they are no good, that's not a business. Once Peter was asking Jesus, when Jesus told him that he will suffer at the end, then he, by curiosity, he asked Jesus, "What about John?" Because John was standing next to him. What Jesus replied, "Mind your own business. You just follow me." So, mind your own business. You just follow Jesus. Don't care what they are thinking about you, what they are talking about you. That's not the important thing. Keep this in mind. Let Jesus be in you. What you think, ask first, would Jesus do the same? If Jesus was forgiving, do this. Whatever you do is with the Lord, in the Lord. The will of God that we always be in His life. His life is nothing else but love. God is love. Where there is love, there is God. There is true light. Let us pray that we be always in His life. So when today, when you receive Holy Communion, keep Jesus consciously. Don't think about so many other things. Not habitual. Today is a special time. When you receive Jesus, let Jesus be in you. You live light. What St. John Paul II always mentioned, we are the living tabernacle that Jesus lives in you. Not only here, when you go outside, the whole week, keep Jesus in your heart. And that's the way it can help us gradually, on a daily basis, we are more close to the will of God the Father.